It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American. Hey, Ruth, you know what the next question is?
Mm-hmm.
It could be, how are you, but it's actually, how
not,
are you?
Not in this.
What's going on out there?
Venue. Well, let me just go back to last week. Remember I said, remind me of talk about the scholarships.
Right.
We had scholarships. The Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association gives out scholarships, and it's just incredible. $10,000 each for 4 years, if you qualify, for all 4 years of your college, if you're going into the health field. And so they had a presentation last week, and 13 young men and women received these $10,000 scholarships, some for the third time, some for the second time, some for the first. And as I say, they will continue during their whole college career. And I just think, you know, we should salute the Nursing Association and the kids who qualify for these. That's a big chunk for kids to, you know, it really helps.
Yep.
For tuition and things. So hats off to the Nurses Association, and keep up the good work. And the idea is, you know, they're hoping maybe a couple of these kids will come back and fill some of the health...
in the area, yeah.
Health care services in the area. So.
And do you apply for it while you're in high school, do you know?
Yeah, you can apply. A lot of these kids are freshmen going into their freshman year, so they apply at high school. Some apply afterwards from their colleges. Well, you just have to know what's out there,
right.
As with any scholarship. And, you apply, and they apparently do quite an extensive search on the of the applications and make the decisions. So for anyone who is thinking about going into that field or is already in college, I would urge them to look that up and apply. Okay.
All right. Now moving.
Now moving forward. We have a suit going on in North Canaan between the first selectman and the town clerk. First selectman Brian Oler has filed a suit with the Attorney General's office claiming that Jean Jackier, the town clerk, has done some improprieties in her service of her duties at the town clerk's office. He said she was shredding things that shouldn't have been shredded. She left her vault unopened and unattended, her vault open and unattended. And so he filed this suit in, as I say, the AG's office. Jean Jackier has vehemently opposed and defended herself, saying these allegations are not true. She's hired a lawyer, and she is now seeking monetary damages to help in her defense. So this is a story that probably will continue, and we'll follow it.
Were there rumblings, or did it just sort of...
There have been rumblings, and the paper got word of it, and so we followed up and got the story in. Obviously, it's a touchy one, I'm sure going to cause some consternation among people in Canaan from both sides. So, unfortunate.
Now, she's still there or no?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, she's still in office. Okay.
She is in office, and she was elected, so, you know.
No, that's an elected official. You can't touch an elected official.
When was the, how long is her term?
Every 2 years. Is it 4 years for town clerk?
I'm just curious. Like, are we halfway? Are we well into it, or is she just started?
Well, she's been there. I mean, first elected in 2017.
Yeah.
And she has been the assistant since 1993. I mean, it's nothing.
Yeah, a lot of towns have abandoned the election on that and gone to hiring because of the nature of the job anymore. She's probably one of the few left that's still being elected.
Actually, town clerks The only other, well, Falls Village and Salisbury now have appointed.
Right.
The others are still elected. But, Michael, you're right about a lot of these offices. I mean, they're all going to appointed assessors, treasurers, tax collectors. You can't just elect somebody off the street and say, here's the job.
Well, yeah, and that's exactly why they've been moving that
right.
way. They become long-term employees out of necessity because
exactly.
of the legal requirements and all a myriad of requirements and licensing, and it's just it's over the top now.
Certification, yeah.
Everyone's, you've got friendships and stuff that are also involved, and that adds an element of complication to it if you're in there, just because, I mean, we were talking about this a few weeks ago over a different topic in a different town. It's just,
mm-hmm.
it's just what happens.
Yeah. So when they become appointed, they become employees of the town, and they are supervised by the first selectman, the board of selectmen, and it's a they can be let go or not.
Which is if you are, I'm going to say running, this is in a vacuum, okay? But just by and large, if you are running a town or running a business or running anything, you do need to have the ability to work with people who are working with you, so to speak.
Yeah, that's what makes town hall so interesting, because if you're elected, the townspeople are your boss, not the selectmen. People get that wrong. So you have a problem with, say, a tax collector, you can't just say, I want him out. These are elected officials, and so we will be following this, and both sides, are
digging in.
Okay.
Next.
Okay. We were up early Saturday morning for the Sharon Sprint Triathlon, which is always a fun event. We have contestants swimming, biking, and running, and their endurance is incredible. I think it's a half-mile swim and a, 12-mile bike ride and some ungodly number of miles for running. Young man from Salisbury, Emerson Kiefer, came in first, and he was way ahead of the pack. And interesting to watch, and there were 89 participants. It's run by the Parks and Recreation Committee with Matt Andrulis Meddy heading it up each year, and lots of spectators and lots of enjoyment. But the endurance of these people just amazes me every year. So a good function. We also, there were several events going on this weekend. There was the concert at the Scoville Library by the Salisbury Band, and I mean, it truly is the quintessential New England picture of them in their red and white uniforms performing on this lawn in front of this beautiful library, and people sitting with, bringing their chairs and sitting and listening to the music, many of it patriotic, and it just got everybody up and smiles on everybody's face. Great event. The Falls Village Fire Department, as you know, is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. They've had ongoing events all year long. Saturday night, the Ladies Auxiliary put on a bingo night, and a great crowd. Bingo, there are a lot of bingo enthusiasts, I've learned, and that was a fun event, and the department will continue with some other events throughout the rest of the year. In Canaan, the crosswalk between Roma's restaurant and the old Bob's clothing, right there at the intersection of Route 7 and 44, that's been a sort of a bugaboo because putting in the crosswalk has has made some eliminated some parking spots right there in front of some of those Main Street stores on right along Route 44 there. I think they did it because the big trucks coming down Route 7 have to go and make that turn onto 44. It's pretty tight, and sometimes it's very tight when there are cars parked there. However, so they put no parking signs out, and people started getting tickets. I mean, they had been parking there for years and years, and all of a sudden they had tickets. So First Selectman Brian Oler announced at the last meeting that DOT has agreed to remove the crosswalk, and they will be able to get five or six parking spots back. So that will make people happy in Canaan. Not sure when that's going to happen, but if you park there now, there's no enforcement. You will not get a ticket. That's in front of McMuckles, and if you know where I'm talking. Speaking of restaurants, Michael, I'm sure you've seen the work going on at the old Chinese restaurant in Salisbury, in Lakeville, actually.
Finally.
Yeah.
How long has that been?
Oh, years.
That's been about a little over two years, yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
And how long did it sit?
Oh, God. Years. Five, six, seven, easy.
Yeah, it sat there looking like the
real eyesore.
Yeah.
In the center of town, and people were, rightly so. I mean, you have a nice town, you have this eyesore right in the middle. So work is going on there. Mr. Colgan bought the property. From what I understand, he's going to put sort of a dessert restaurant in there and apartments. But there's definitely construction going on as you go by. You can see it very well. There is a new minister in Sharon, right down the street from the radio station at the Congregational Church. Reverend Dawson Miller was installed on Sunday and comes here from the Midwest. Very happy, he and his wife. I met them this past week. Very happy to be here, and he loves the history of that church. That was part of what attracted him here. And so, as you know, there's been a dearth of ministers in a lot of these towns. A lot of these churches are going part-time pastors, and that church has had some turnover in the last few years and some interims, and so now he likes to go by Pastor Dawson, is now in place.
Nice.
And in Canaan, again, the building inspector, Jeff Rondini, has left. He's from New Milford. He's taken on the job in his own hometown. So there is a vacancy there. Mike Carbone from Salisbury is filling in on an interim basis, but they are looking for a replacement. And anybody who wants, you have to be certified here again, certification. So
that's right.
Yeah, it's not an easy job. So they've had several applicants, but none of them have are certified at this point, so they'll be looking. Okay, and looking ahead.
Speaking of looking.
Looking. I'm going up there and to meet the new teachers. This is their first day of orientation for Region 1 teachers. They all meet the first day at the high school and meet each other, get sort of an orientation program, and then I think all teachers come back Wednesday and Thursday, I believe.
And then kids are on
the 27th.
Okay.
So that's a week from
today.
Whatever.
That's a week from Tuesday.
It is a week from today.
A week from today, exactly. Yeah. We also have tonight Cornwall Board of Selectmen, second one. They meet every other week on Tuesday. and a couple of things. The HYSB, Housatonic Youth Service Bureau, is holding a bounce back to school on Friday, the 23rd, at Veterans Field. I think it's 4 to 6. They're going to have all kinds of bouncy, you know, bounce houses and all kinds of an obstacle course, all kinds of activities to get the kids revved up for going back to school. There'll also be all kinds of carnival food, popcorn and cotton candy, and just going to be a fun event. It's $20 per family.
All that nutritious food that they won't get at school.
I'll get them higher than a kite.
And throw in some sugar, please.
Right. To go back to school.
I'll have them ready.
Old person weighing in, but for heaven's sakes, you know.
Oh, well, you got to have some fun.
You got to make, you know, what the real trick, they did this years ago in certain other places, like you make that food fun. You can make good versions of that food that aren't loaded with chemicals and stuff. I won't harp during your show on one of my pet topics.
Okay.
Chemicals make the world go round.
Let the kids have fun before they have
Let them have their chemicals.
I have to. No. It's not that they're not going to have fun. You can have fun. You just don't have to be poisoned while you're having fun. That's my point.
Right. Now look what you've done.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No more food talk.
Oh, dear. And also on Friday, there from 6 to 10, is Magic and Music in the Mountain in the Meadow, put on by the new Community Health and Wellness Center. That's going to be at 114 Housatonic River Road. I guess that's somebody's big property when there's a meadow somewhere. And so, again, that's a...
If it's nearish where I think it is-ish, it's a beautiful. It's beautiful.
Oh, I'm sure. So, I'm sure.
As long as the weather holds out.
Yeah, as with every place. It's the weather, folks. And so that's it for this week.
Well, I still think you've done a bang-up job, bang-up to the knocker, as they used to say. So.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well,
are you going to, if the weather holds up, are you going to go and have some beauty on Saturday?
Am I going to what?
Are you going to go have some beauty on Saturday? Are you going into the meadow?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Right. See how it goes. I'll probably go and stuff myself with popcorn and cotton candy.
Oh, here we go again.
we're not talking about real popcorn. We're talking about artificial stuff.
Made with a 3D
printer.
And you
can definitely go do that, too, with my goodwill. All right. Boys and girls, I thank you very much.
Excuse me while I open my popcorn.
Thank you. Yes, Mike.
Yeah, right.
You're going to open your chem cake?
I'm going to open my chem cakes. Yeah, she loves what I eat here for snacks.
Oh, scary. It's terrifying.
It's 99% chemical and 1% flavor.
And everybody is so well and healthy.
Oh, dear. That's another whole program, Jill.
Yes, it is. We'll have to do a special program about healthy eating.
Right. Well, let's
try. But you can see what the audience is like.
But we're certainly not the experts on that. So.
No.
All right. Ruth, thank you. It's always a pleasure, and we will talk to you next week, and please continue and let us know how the popcorn and other sugar-filled goodies are, because you got to have unless we can get Mike to go, join you. All right. Thank
I'm
you very
afraid
much.
Of the
this has been what's going on out there. Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican, of the Republican American on Robin Hood Radio.